Wednesday night, end of the two-way, Rabbi Nechemia Russell.
Shuis, Toshin Peivov. As everyone knows, Shuis, the Yontiv, they don't have any mitzvahs, I say, in the Torah. The only mitzvah there is not to do malacha. Not like Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Each one has their mitzvah. Shana's Shofar, there's Sukkot sitting in the Sukkah, Sheik Luminesik, Pesach is Matzah, Pesach Morer. Each Yontiv has their mitzvahs. Shavuos is the only mitzvah, only Yontiv we find in the Torah. There's no mitzvah miyuchad or mitzvahs miyuchad for that. Shemit Seretz, Machlokes is part of Sukkot and that. And there is a mitzvah of smacht of a kagecha still. Shavuos, you don't find that. It's also, Chesbogu says it's koshni pedaskem, which is part of it, an extra day for Sukkot. But the mitzvah miyuchad of Shavuos, the first one explain, that the only mitzvah is atzor, stop. Stop everything else, don't do malacha, think about me. So time we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah itself has different ways of calling this Yontif. We'll find there's five names in Chazal and the Torah for this Yontif. Three are Midrash and the Psukim, and two are in Shnayis, Gemara, and Chazal. The first one, obviously, is Shavuos. The word Shavuos is a few times in the Torah, Pash Kesisa, Pash Re'ei, V'chag Shavuos Taslacha, B'kuri Tzirchitim. The Yontif of Shavuos you should make for you in the time of the Bikurim of the cutting of the wheat, cutting of the fruits. But there's two types and two ways of explaining and understanding this word Shavuos. Pashtus, the Torah is talking about Shiva Shavuos, which you count, Sviris Amen. So Lashon of Shavuos is the Shiva Shavuos, the 7 weeks. Lashon of seven and Lashon of weeks. But Chazal also say the word Shavuos is Lashon of Shavuos. There's two Shavuos that happen on this Yontiv. Mushpa Oim V'Hasinai, Klai Yisrael, we makabo Shavuos, we keep the Torah. And we mashpir ourselves, Nas V'Nishma, to keep all Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by him, to my upon him, promised Klai Yisrael, he'll be our father, Vilma Akenu, he loves us, and he'll give us skar and oinish for keep doing the mitzvahs. So the two Shavuos that are, is the Shavuos of Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael. So these are two of the Shinis in Chazal, you find that by the word Shavuos can either be an explanation of weeks, the 7 weeks, or of a Shavuos promise, Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael. The next Lashon we find in Chazal, it's only Chazal, and we say in our Davin, in Yav Yovoi, and in Shemoneh Esrei, and in the Musaf, Matan Torah Seinu. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Shavuos is a time where we got our Torah. So really, we have to stand this. Matan Torah Seinu literally means the giving of the Torah. Shmokei no Torah and Shavuos. And Vav Siman or Zayin Siman, we heard Nasav, we said Nasav Nishma before that, we heard two dibros by Hashem, and eight more from Moshe. There's no giving, nothing physical came down until 120 days later on Yom Kippur. Moshe went after Shavuos, went up to Shemayim, learned the Torah 40 days, 40 nights, came down in Shavuos v'Tammuz. Shavuos v'Tammuz should have been a major yontiv of Gein Luchos. Etzpel Hakim, the first Luchos, Rishonis came down. If Christ had not done the Ego, we would have had yontiv because Shavuos v'Tammuz. Christ did the Ego, Moshe would have broke the Luchos, went up 40 days, David, because Baruch said to do tshuva, another 40 days of Elul and Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur we got, Lukas Shnius. So really, Matan Torah Seinu, or the giving of the Torah, was on Yom Kippur, not on Shavuos. Shavuos is really Kabbalah's Torah. Umbakabal Torah, we Klai Yisrael, said Hashem with Nas and Ishma, Hashem said over two Dibrois, and Moshe said, Elayt, Moshe went up to Shemayim. Matan Torah Seinu is really an interesting lesson of the giving of the Torah. So I wanted to explain past the word Torah. What does the word Torah mean? Torah is hayra, a psak, of showing hayra lechaderech. I show you the way. But we were to have the Matan Torah Seinu because Bogus showed us a new way of life. He gave us a new way of living. We didn't get a physical Torah, but we heard Nas V'Nishma. Nichlal in we said Nas V'Nishma. We heard Nas Dibris. Nichlal in those 10 Dibris, because I'll say Nichlal in the first Dibra Anoichi is all I say is. And Lo Yilachos, the Loisa says, Hashem told us a new derech. He matted Torah Seinu. He gave us a new hayroh, a new way of living. And that we makabel it. The third lashon that we have, which is also Mishnayis and Chazal, not in the Torah, Atzeres. Atzeres, Mishnah, and the Chazal and Gemara say the Yom Tov of Shavuos at Tzeres, like I said before, is Oitzel Malacha, and Chazal compare it to that Tzeres in the Torah of Shmini Atzeres. By Shmini Atzeres, like Shmuel called it Shmini Atzeres, it's Otzah, it's a stop, an extra day. Kosh Lai Pradaska, Hashem says, you're leaving me, please stay an extra day after Sukkot. And that Atzeres in the Torah of Shmini Atzeres, Chazal compare Shavuos also called Atzeres. That it's only malacha mitzvah that we have on Shavuos. The fourth lashon of the day, name of the day, is Chag HaKotzer. Like we said before, Parshas Re'eh, Kesisa, Mishpatim says a Chag HaKotzer Bekuri Masecha Shetitza Basade or Chag Shavuos Tasecha Bekuri Ketzir Chitim. The lashon of Chag HaKotzer, the time of the year they cut the Peiros Ha'ilan, they cut the Tfuah, and that's why it's called Chag HaKotzer. The other lashonis that aren't Chazal, why it's called Chag HaKotzer in Chesed Svar, the Noam Melech, and which Levi bring, the time to cut off, cut everything in life, take a stop, similar to Otzar, to stopping, and now you can learn Torah. So one day you cut yourself off, only fashion to learn Torah. The Kabbalah Torah again. Which Levi says, Lashon Chag HaKotzer, is Litzor Lachlach Asmachom Averis. Cut yourself off from Averis, and start doing mitzvah Kabbalah Torah again. Every Yom Tov that comes down to us, on that Yom Tov comes a spoils the war by his man Mitzrayim, his man Matan Torah. So Pesach comes the time of Cherus, Sukkot comes the time of going out of Sinkagas Asimcha, Shavuos is the time of Torah. You have a Kabbalah Torah again. When we stand in Shul, we hear it says Dibris on Friday morning, or Shabbos morning, we're Kabbalah Torah again. So there's a time, says the Kedush Levi, cut off from everything else of life, of the tithes and the halalim of life, and the Kabbalah Torah. The fifth lashon is Chag HaBikurim, which also the Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Kesisa, will be Yom HaBikurim by Pinchas Mincha Chadash LaHashem. The day of Bikurim, Shavuos is a mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim. It's a time of the Bikurim, like we said, Chag HaKotzer. So that's the five names. We have three in the Torah: Shavuos, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaBikurim, and Tur Chazal, Matan Torah Seinu, and Atzeres. Now, like we said, there's no mitzvah miyuchet for Shavuos. So let's go through some of the menhagim that we have in Shavuos, understand why we have these menhagim, and exactly how they do it, and where they come from. First of all, the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, which is the first day in Chutz Laaretz, is Aseres HaDibros. Parshas Yisroi, we stop at Chodesh HaShlishi, the Torah says Kli Yisrael came on Midbar Sinai, on Aleph Sivan, and we go to the end of the parasha, after says Dibris, where it says no one can go up to the mountain, and we have the whole says Dibris. That's the first day of Shavuos. In Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days. Second day, normally during the year, we read Kol Bachor. This year, at Shabbos, we started a bit earlier in Parashat Re'eh, Asta Aser, or we should have 7 Aliyahs. So we have on the first day, says Dibris, and second day, we have Asta Aser. Now, because of that, there's some menhagim that add things on before the Kriyas HaTorah. The Ber Heitiv in Siman Tov Tzadik Daled brings, there was a minhag, which nowadays many people do, to read Akdamos the first day. Akdamos was made by a Rishon, Rebbe Yitzchak, and it's basically in Aramish and Aramaic, according to the Al Beis, 2 phrases of every Al Beis, and then he adds in the end, Rebbe Yitzchak, Yigdal B'Torah V'Amais V'Tovim, Omer Chazak v'Matz. If you look at the whole Aleph Beis, it has 2 times Aleph Beis Beis. The end, it's his name, his father's name. Yagdi Toiro, Maisa Toivim, Omer Chazak v'Matz. And basically, Akdomis is Akdome, an introduction that says Dibis. The hate that brings the minig used to be Minig Kadmoin, was the Koin Reger Aliyah, make a bracha, lay the first pasuk of Chodesh Shlishi, and then after the first pasuk, they would stop and say Akdomis. The Behaiti warns people not to do that because the Hefzik Amir HaKesh HaTayr, and we should say Ya'amoy to the Kayin, and before he makes the bracha, then we say Akdamas. That's what most people do nowadays. Many Sfaradim don't have Akdamas at all, meaning Ashkenaz, but nowadays most people who learn Akdamas is after the Ya'amoy, before the brachas. It's Akdama for the Ases Dibris. And what it talks about in Akdamas is the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, and how he built his Baruch Hu, who created the world, and everything in the world is there for Klai Yisrael, for the Torah. And tells us the Ahava of Hashem for us, and Ahava we have for the Torah. And the last phrase ends off But see, if he's born alright, so you want to have that love. You want to wake up and have that love for the Torah. The second day, in many places, and not ours, not in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Eretz, the second day, before the Kriyas of Torah of Asta Aser, maybe have a minute delay in Rus, Megillus Rus. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe have a minute delay both Rus and Agdamas, or the ones who do not lay Rus by davening are Yates and laying the whole Rus and Tikkun the night before. What is the connection of Rus to Shavuos? So I saw in Chazal they bring four different connections Megillus Rus to Shavuos. The first one is the Rus happened on Tagakotze. Nomi and Rus came back from their Moyov. They came back to Yisrael, the Pasuk says, they came back in Zman HaKotze Tzairim. The time of the Ksira Tzairim. So it's this time of year when they came back with the whole Mice of Boyaz and Rus happened. The second thing that's brought, Rus HaMavia was a Gyaris, was Makabal Omach HaShemayim and Torah Mitzvahs. Just like Christ on Shavuos, Nasam Nishma Makabal and Torah Mitzvahs. A third thing they bring is that the ad of Rus, when she married Boaz and had children, came Yishai, who had David, and David Melech's Yortzeit is on Shavuos. A fourth thing that's brought to Chazal, they bring that Torah is Chesed. And on Shavuos, because Baruch Hu gave us a Chesed and gave us a Torah, and it was nice to us, and gave us a Matana, but Gnuza, that's Baruch Hu hidden away, and the whole Torah is Chesed. The whole side of the Rus was a Nomi, was nice to her, did chesed for her. And then Boaz did chesed, found her in the field. It's all based on chesed that brought Rus to come to be this Nomi, that they come to be a Boaz. And most the whole story runs around chesed. So since Torah says Torah is chesed, and Hashemoghi did chesed, gave us the Torah, remember that by learning a story about chesed. Those are the four rings that are born of Chazal, why are we reading Rus, what the connection of Rus is. Another thing I was thinking about, Rus and Marvia, when she's a guy, had seven mitzvahs. Her name, Rus, is 606. 606 plus 7 is 613. It's really hinting us the name Rus and who she was, the hint does a Tag mitzvahs. The next minute after we have the Kriyas Torah and the Agdamas and Rus, let's go back a step to the night before. Klai Yisrael has a minute, most places, they stay up at night or try to stay up at night and learn or say Tillim or say Tikkun. Why is there a minig of staying up at night to Leil Shavuos? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Zera Kodesh with Parashat Ember, Mishnah Berurah Totsak Dal Sif Kotan Aleph, brings the Lashon HaZoyer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Isa B'Zoyer, Chassidim are Rishonim on Na'orim Kar Laila, the other Chassidim will stay up the whole night, V'Oyes Kmei Torah, U'Kfar Nogu Roi V'Aloim V'Nasis Kein. Says the Kovetskayim, most Lamdon and most people who learn started doing this. These of Shulchan Aruch Ari, the Mishnah is quoting the Arizal, Da, Shekol Mi Shvalayla Lo Yoshe Klal, anyone not sleep on this night. V'haya Oizim Betoyo, Muftak Loish Yash Shenosoi, Le'ir Loish Shemnezek. Mishnah Berurah Mechavtskayim brings the Arizal, who says, anyone stays up at night and does not have any sleep, he's Muftak, he'll finish his year, and he has it the whole year. V'hatam Kosev Magan Avram, Mishnah Berurah quotes Magan Avram, where's the reason this minute? Apipshutoi, Yisroh Yisheinu Kalayla, in the midbar, the night before Vavsin or Zayin Tzivin, the Kalayis was sleeping. Hutsuk HaGashbok LaHero Yisam, the Kabbalah Torah. HaGashbok HaVyoch, go wake Kalayis up, the Kabbalah Torah. The Kach Ono Tzrich HaTakenze. Says Mishbu B'Shem and Mogan Avram, the reason we stay up, to Tikkun for the Chet, the Kalayis was slept late on the day of Kabbalah Torah. When we stay up at night, we're stuck in that Chet, of oversleeping and the boys not going to the school on time that Klai Yisrael had the first day of Lima HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings to Shein Magen Avraham. There's other reasons that are brought in Chazal. The Mishnah Medrash Shashirim brings similar to the Magen Avraham because Klai Yisrael slept. Then they add on Lima HaTorah, HaKhonas Kabbalah HaTorah, V'ad HaBoyki Yer'er. That's the Lashon of Medrash Shashirim. After they bring this Lashon of Klai Yisrael Tikkun, it's a Achon of a Kabbalah HaTorah. But we nowadays have a Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos by day, the Achon is staying up at night. The Zohar Kodesh also brings another reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai was Kofen in the HaKigigis, and Klai Yisrael was in the Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Chosin under the Chuppah. Says the Zohar Kodesh, that just like a Chosin and a Kala have Kishutin, have jewelry at the Chosin against the Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Chof Dalet Svarim, the Tanakh, as our jewelry, as our anointments for our yontiv, for Torah, and the Torah itself, and Kai saw the Kaal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar Kodesh, how could someone sleep? Eich yachol lishlois v'lalek hazeh. If we are the Kaal HaKadosh Baruch Lachasin, or the Torah is the Kaal HaKadosh Baruch Lachasin, how can we sleep? So therefore, the learning Torah, staying up at night, is the connection we have of the awe of the next morning becoming the Kaal HaShem. What is the meaning of this tikkun? As some people learn, some people say it's called tikkun le'ashuas. Tikkun le'ashuas was made by the Rizal and the Chidah, it's part of the Kaf HaChaim. And basically, it's a synopsis, a small little bit of all Torah Kula. We want to try to be Kabbal Torah. So I'm a Kabbal Torah, not know what Torah is. So we try to give us a little bit of everything of Torah, Shaksah, Torah, Shaper, Medish, Safra, Zayah, and give a little bit to each person. Basically, tikkun, the loss of tikkun means a fixing. It's a fixing for either that thing that Kaisa slept, or for ourselves to have a chonah for the next day for Kabbalas HaTorah. And it starts off the tikkun basically with three psukim of the every parsha beginning, three psukim at the end. When you have parshas that have more of a noise, like the Shira, or says Dibris, or the other parshas that have a noise that's a more important parsha, tikkun adds in the whole parsha. After we say three psukim, the beginning and end of the Torah Shavuot, the meaning is that say Mishnayis, then you have Sefer Yetzirah, Zera Kodesh, some say Sefer Achinik Mitzvahs, and then we end off Shir Shirim. It's also a Tefillah at the end, the Sefer Shem the Shem Barachoy, it's also a Hirotzen from Levi Yitzchak. The Lashon of Tikkun, Lashon is the fixing. It's the fixing of our sleeping, it's also the fixing of the jewelry of the Shkoftal Svarim. What happened in this time of learning? What could we do? What level could we get to? We stay up at night. So the lashon of the Mishabur was, no chet the whole year, no nezek the whole year, you live out the year. There's a famous story the Shlach HaKadosh brings, when the Shlach HaKadosh, Beseisif, the Chedek Kadisha, they were together, Le'ashwis. And at the end of the night, they heard a baskel. A baskel said to them, if you would have had a minion, to stay up all night, the Ashar Tashkin would have come down to you, mamish, in the shul. And they said the next night, the Beseisif, he knows the Antisro what happened. He asked to step a second night. They brought together a second night again a minion, and there was a shkosh, and they heard the baskel talking to them in the shul. There's big tzaddikim over there, the shla, Beseisif, and other tzaddikim. The next minion we're going to talk about, the famous minion people have, to eat milchiks. Why do we eat milchiks on Shavuos? Many reasons are brought. For I saw seven reasons why we eat milchiks on Shavuos. First reason they bring is Klai Yisrael Makabel Torah, and there was an issue to eat anything that's treifa or not shechted, and they were stuck. All the meat they had was that it's treifa, can't eat it. It's basra chalev, or it's not shechted, it's a nevela. So the only thing they had to eat was milchiks. The Ramah brings the minig. Ramah says there's an inyan to eat the milchiks and fleshes on the day of Shavuos. Today, she ya'akush de lachmim, zeikh le kopish de lachim. She have two different hamoitsis, with two different types of sudis. The shtel lechem is brought on Shavuos. Shavuos is a special korban of shtel lechem. So remember the shtel lechem, we have two different sudas, a milk suda and then a fleshy suda. Obviously, you can't have the opposite. You'd be stuck, you can't wait 6 hours. Maybe here in England you could, you have enough time. But most people have milk and then fleshy. The Beitzer the Minig says the Ramah of Zeichel shtel lechem. There's also a remez in the Torah, in the pasuk of Yom HaBikurim that we learn as Maftir. Says the Noisa Kedem and the Shekhan Aruch, the words Kadosh Lashem Beshuaskem, which is Tevis Cholov. Kadosh Lashem Beshuaskem, Zaches, Lam, and Vez, the hint that Beyond the Purim, you have Cholov, you have Mukhis. Mishnah Buru brings the minig was a Klai Yisrael on Har Sinai, had no Gosher of Klafesh, because of Shkit, like we said, and therefore they ate Mukhis. Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael, was like Adam Rishon before the Chet. Adam Rishon before the Chet, says the Zohar Kodesh, also the Fleshiks. So Hashem brought Klai Yisrael back before the Egel, but that time when Klai Yisrael met in Torah, were back as Adam Rishon before the Chet. Adam Rishon before the Chet only had milkings and path, no Fleshiks. Another reason it's brought is Cholov, is a mother's milk, a baby only has milk, and Klai Yisrael became a Ger Kotin, like a Ger is like a Kotin Noedami, And like every Kaisel, which is Mamat and Torah Bakamit, it's all I gave him. For all I gave him, we have to have something like a baby. Says the Zohar Kodesh, the time of Shavuos, we have to have a remes for a baby in Milchix. That's the mic of a baby. They say for the man Tzion and Le'echshna, which explains Minhagi of Yom Tovim brings, that in Chag HaBikurim, we have to mean Hoidot to Hashem, that gave us Etz Yisroel, the place that Zohar is called Vash. Since Etz Yisroel, Zohar is called Vash, even if we live in Chutz Eretz, how are you zoyche the schools of it on when you recover Torah, when they get Etz Yisroel? We eat things that are chovod vash. So he brings a minig was to eat milkets and honey. Honey cookies, honey cake, and milkets. So remember the zeicher, Etz Yisroel is chovod vash. And the seventh reason is chovod gematria 40, kastam aveiz, and has three letters. So remember it's Moshe ben Rav Tishmaim three times in 40 days. The last thing I want to talk about is the minig of flowers. And in Shavuos, maybe you have a minig, you bring your house flowers, and the shoe flowers, or branches. Why do we do this? So first of all, it's brought in the halacha. It's brought in the Berhetiv also. He says, the Gros says, not allowed to have flowers or trees in your shoe, in your house, in Shavuos, because that's because Seikum Lo Tolechu, the Goyim on their Chaga have trees, and therefore you shouldn't have trees in your shoe or your house, on Shavuos. That's the Gra. But the Svarim do bring this minig, and there's many reasons for this minig. Shekalorich Arachayim Totsak Dalet Ramah, which brings the Gra, starts off in Nohegel Nishtoyach, a Sovim B'Shavuos, Beit HaKnesset V'Batim, Zeka Simchas Batim Torah. Don't say what the Simcha Batim Torah is, but Simcha Batim Torah, we should have flowers in our house and shul. So Pashas is just a beautiful thing. A nice, happy day. You have flowers. You go to wedding, there's flowers. You have a happy time. Doesn't say what the connection of Matan is, but Simchas Matan Torah. That lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Mishnah Berurah brings Noyeg Lahamid Al Yonos Bebeit Knesses. Al Yonos, Mishnah Berurah says, Ubatim Zeichet Batzeres Adoina Peres Ilan. Since Shavuos is the Yom Adir Peres Ilan, since it's called Skayim, so Zeichet we have Ilonos, not for flowers, but Ilonos in our shoes. Lavush brings. Noag l'shtoyg asavim. He says because Har Sinai, Pesuk says gamatzoyin abok al yiru malahu. You should not let your animals go to pasture on the mountain. So you see there was grass and flowers to pasture on. Says the Lamosh Naraya, there was flowers and was pasture, was grass there. So bring in our shul, bring the half says dibris, also flowers and grass. Medish Rabba Mayikra brings which is Shana Achash Averid Eli Yisroel. There's one rose which is referring to Klai Yisroel. Keshboruch took it. Made it smell good, again that says divis. So Christ was compared to Shoshana. We have also Shashim, Christ was compared to Shoshana. So therefore we bring roses or flowers, says the Medrash, to Zeicher the Christ of Shoshana because Baruch with the flowers for Hashem. B'nai Yisoskar brings Loshin, Yesh Yedayim V'Reglayim, there's hands and feet, the Minig Shal Yisroel, La'ata Toiv V'Shoshana V'Verdim, V'Yoyim Matan Toiv. Don't say why, but it says there is hands and feet. There's a way to understand. There's an okay minig to have flowers, shoshana and roses, in your house and shul. The Torah is Torah Skayim. So therefore, it says the Zohar Kodesh should make live things in your shul, in your house, on Shavuos. We should all end off and remember Shavuos is Mamon Torah Seinu, but it's Simcha Ba'achtos. But after Shavuos, we shouldn't get sad. After Shavuos, there's seven more days. In Zman HaMamah, Beis Mikdash, there is only regular to bring the carbon of Al-Shriya for 7 more days. Pesach and Sukkot have 7 or 8 days, but Shavuos for 1 day to Yisrael. Halacha was the Tashlumah for 7 days. We say in Halel, the end of Halel, Yisruchah b'voyis v'kar mizbeach. Yisruchah, the day after Shavuos, the day after Yontiv, is still tied up to the Yontiv. But even more so on Shavuos, Yisruchah, which in Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos, Zayin Sivan, it's very kosher, very connected to Shavuos. The Gemara says we make a psak as machlokes of Yosef Yehuda. When was Matan Torah Seinu? When was the Torah actually given? Or Kabbalah the Torah? And even though it's machlokes Vavre Zayin, we pass in Zayin. We pass in the law in the Gemara, Mar Shabbos Tapeches, Vav Zayin Rakes. We pass in Zayin. Question is, it's Yisrael has Vav. So every small child says, hey, the Torah is given on Zayin. Why are we having Yontem Shavuos and Vav? So Chutzah has Vav and Zayin, so it's okay. But Hot Yisrael is having the wrong day. If we make a Pesach La'alach and Gemara and Shabbos, Zayin Tzivan is a Matan Torah, why are we having Shavuos and Vav? The answer is Shavuos is not Matan Torah Seinu. Like we said earlier, Shavuos is other reasons. The reason is because Shavuos is the end of Sphira. The end of Sphira can have 50 days, that's what Shavuos is. As man that you had Edim in Mekash Kiriyah, could be Shavuos be Hey also. If you had 2 days that are Malay, if Eir and Nisim are Malay, come at Sivan 50 days from the second day of Pesach, be Hey Sivan. In Sphira, the Oymer is when Shavuos is. 50th day of the Sphira, the Oymer is that Shavuos. That could be Hey Vav Zayin. As man of Bias could be Hey Vav Zayin. So the Eretz is Shavuos and not as man of Torah. We see that Israel has Vav. Shavuos is man of ending of the Sphira. We should all be zoik that because of Torah, behav, besimcha, and with actus, and you can show Yisrael, negadahar, ishacha, belevachad, and through the actus, and through the kabbalah of Torah, besimcha, we should all be zoik that what the Kaiser, the leader supposed to have, that the Egil should have gone right away to Yisrael, besimcha, besholam, actus.
Amen. Yeah, I'll be.